Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Going to start things off visiting with our friend Ed Kessel, who farms out. I know you're not in Dickinson, but you're close to it, right? You're like east, or no, you're west and north of it. Am I right?
Right. We're north of Belfield.
Okay. I can remember Belfield. Boy, you have been cruising out there. I talked to you a little bit earlier today, and not to say that you're done with the harvest season, but you're getting pretty darn close.
Yeah, we're close to wrapping up. We actually started harvesting corn in September and finished just last week, or earlier in the week here. So.
Okay. Well, give us the four.
Came off dry. Things dried quicker than we thought we were going to be in the field.
Yeah, you're in that drought area, right? Are you in the level three, or are you level two, or it's just dang dry?
It's just a map. I don't know. It's dry, I'll tell you that.
Enough to be a concern.
We haven't had much rain since July.
Okay.
A couple showers in August and, you know, a couple showers in September, maybe an inch and a half total since the last 3 months.
Okay. So the odds are you did not have a record corn yield, but how was it? Was it pretty decent?
You know, it was about like the wheat. Everything was finished out about 80% of average. Okay. So quality was good. Test weight was good on it. And it was surprising, you know, for what the moisture we had, the yield that we had, I'll say it's kind of impressive what we can do. And technology, we had a plot that we just did variable rate planting, and we picked up 6 bushel just by doing variable rate.
Ooh.
So utilizing the equipment we got.
Yeah, you know, I got a little education on that, especially up in the water bog up by Devil's Lake. Having a good planter makes a big difference, you know, especially with the crazy weather. You can definitely see where some drown out happened with one type of sprayer, but maybe not so much with another. And so it was interesting to get a little education in that.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising how, you know, if you think that doesn't have a big effect, but when you pair it up against everything, it's the difference between sometimes making money and not.
Right. Now, you didn't have to worry about drowned out, though, because you didn't get that much rain. You were in that area. You actually, for the first half of the year, probably had just the right amount, right? I mean, you guys are cruising along pretty decent.
We did. We had a nice crop coming overall. Just July came and the spigot shut off and a lot of straw out there.
Okay.
But protein might be our saving grace this year. You know, a lot of the wheat was only in the low 30s bushel range. Winter wheat was a little better than average.
Okay.
But, so now there are some protein premiums out there that we definitely need to capture.
Okay. One crop left for you then, it's sunflowers, is that right?
Sunflowers are left for us, yep.
Okay. And
I think the seeds are probably dry, but the problem we got, the stalks are green yet, and just material, a lot of leaves on the plants, or there was last I looked at them.
Okay.
That's the one that concerns me about harvesting. We don't get any kind of moisture coming. We've just been so low on humidity, and that window might be a tough one to find a good time.
Well, the hard part is, and I was talking to the meteorologist, Darrell Richardson, about this yesterday, and not to say that we won't have any rain, but the rains we're going to get, we could probably count, like one, two. It's not... There's nothing of any consequence coming, and that's for the next several weeks. So it just really puts folks in a tough spot, especially if you're trying to do the right thing and not go out there in a super dry situation. You know, obviously you don't have the wildfires, you know, the big ones right in your backyard there. They're not that far away, and I would bet that there probably has been little things that have popped up. Is there any reports of that near you?
I seen the fire department went by the other day. They had the grass unit, the water truck, but they weren't out too long and they were back.
I
think people have kind of been watching out. You know, during corn harvest, we'd shut down 2 days just because the winds were higher. And, you know, something like that pops up and you get a spark off of something. It's just so hard to control in that weather. So
I know you don't.
I think people are just kind of being vigilant of what they're doing.
Well, thank goodness for that. I know you don't, you're not soybeans, right? I was just curious, have you heard how the soybeans turned out by you, by Belfield?
I think South Mead, I've talked to some producers that had some, and they were down a little bit. Seed size was down some. A couple guys were somewhat happy with what they got, but I don't think there was anything real big yields that anybody said, oh, wow.
Okay. You don't need any heat anymore, right? I mean, I'm not asking that you want snow tomorrow, but if it's like 60s and 50s the rest of the way, you're okay with that? Or do you need heat? I mean, we're still going to get some 70s, I guess, next week. You're gonna get it whether you want it or not, but I'm just curious to see if we really need the heat anymore.
No, I don't think so. I think for the most part, it would be nice to get some fertilizer down this fall and even some field work, but it's just too dry to even, you know, go on there and fix some washes or bottoms or something like that. Go and move that soil and it just turns to powder. So it would be helpful for, you know, a good inch or two of rain before winter and be able to get some fertilizer down yet and just get a jump on spring.
I would imagine cover crops are out too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did plant a couple quarters of cover crop this
year. You did?
Year
okay.
On some pulse acres. And they actually turned out pretty decent for the moisture we had. And okay. I had some pea ground that I didn't plant them in there, and I dug in there, and I don't feel like I really gave up any moisture by having the cover crop because it all evaporated anyways.
Right.
So they're, you know, they never got as big as they should have, but they'll keep the ground covered. I think overall, I think it'll be a benefit. I guess we'll see next spring when the plant.
Okay, are you getting excited for Prairie Grains? I was actually up at Minnesota Wheat headquarters. Was it a week or two ago? And Green's up there just filling up the lineup up there. I don't want to leak any names yet, but you guys are up there for sure. I know that. Looking forward to that in December. Correct.
Yeah, planning's been going on for that. That's always a good event. A lot of good information there. And our annual meeting will be held at that time also. So
right,
it's nice to see people again and find out how the year went and share, you know, some data as far as research and usually the weather guys up there and tells us what to expect for the year.
Well, I know Daryl's back. We got his stance card is punched. He's going to be up there for Prairie Grains and looking forward to getting to see him again in person. He usually packs the house up there. What was the other thing? I like staying overnight too. I learned we used to go up during the day, and then I learned last year it's like, you know what, it's good to just go up the first day. I know you guys got meetings going on, but there's a great dinner that night. There's some awards and some different things, and it's just one of those events. You just go up, spend the night. Spend an evening actually getting to talk to you guys over a beer or a hot dog or something like that,
right?
Where it's not so stressful or people are worried about this or whatever it happens to be. I guess I should ask you, do you continue on? Because this is where are the elections this year for the grain growers, or do you continue on for president for another year?
Yeah, we'll have elections this year. So I've been president this is my second year, and I'll step aside and hand the reins over to the next one.
Do we know who that is yet? Is
that'll take place.
Is that pre-selected, or is that there's an election for that?
There's no official selection. Usually, it just kind of follows down the chain of command, I guess. So Ryan Ells he's the vice president, and I would expect he'll. Yeah. Move into the chair spot.
Well, just keep in mind, Tom Bernhard hasn't been able to shake me, so you're not going to be able to shake me either. So even when you're done, I'm still going to call and bug you from time to time. All right. I hope that's okay.
That's just fine.
All right. Any final comment for the Bellfield harvest of 2024? When this is, I know you got sunflowers yet to go, but average year probably for crops for you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we're going to probably, on sunflowers, I think we'll be average, maybe a hair above average, actually, on sunflowers. So okay. they do look good. The plants were there. So they didn't get real tall this year, but they got a nice head and maybe some timely rains that they filled when they needed to. So
very good. Well, Ed, thank you so much. I'm glad you're getting closer to the finish line, and take care. And I guess we'll see you in a couple months up in Grand Forks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Again, president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. It is coming up on 21 past. It was a WASDE day today. Markets were down, but not necessarily down because of what was said in the WASDE report. It had more to do with that darn weather forecast again. We're going to find out for sure, though, the guy that has a handle on this from A to Z, Randy Martinson, Martinson Agris Management, coming up next on Farm Talk.